from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Mike Tomlin did the right thing. He didn't play TJ Watt or Alex Highsmith in that game on Saturday. No Cam Hayward either, but the Steelers' first team, quote-unquote, defense, did a lot of good things. Nick Herbig looks like he could be a player for them this year. And I think the expectation needs to be, because we spent so much time talking about the offense. Like, every show I feel like we're talking about offense and the offensive concerns. This defense, Doran, should be the best in the National Football League. I can't see why it wouldn't be. Okay, slot corner. All right, maybe your cornerback situation at large, not great. Your front seven could be the best in the NFL. I like your safety tandem. If your defense isn't among the best in the NFL, that's a really bad look for Mike Tomlin, I think. Because the personnel, the money, is all on that defense. If this defense isn't winning you football games against teams, I think, with good offenses, then you're not getting your money's worth, and I think that'll look bad on the head coach who's a defensive guy.
And especially that you upgraded at a position that you haven't had, you know, the quality of play for years. I mean, since Ryan Shazier, I mean, you went out, you get Patrick Queen, you have a Landon Roberts you feel comfortable with, you're going to have Cole Holcomb that's going to be coming back maybe midway point of the season. You know, that right there, I feel like you've made the necessary moves almost. I mean, I think that you could have still went to the free agent market and tried to sign a corner, but you obviously feel comfortable enough with the trade package coming back with Dante Jackson. I think that the moves that they made enhanced this defense, and it was pretty good last year. They should be in the upper echelon of defenses in the NFL, just going across the board. And then looking at the depth, we just talked about Keanu Benton earlier. Now you have Nick Herbig that creates more depth. Like, yeah, they should. They should be, you know, one of the best defenses game in and game out as the season goes on.
Problem is, you are an injury or two away from being in a world of hurt at a couple of places. And that's true of a lot of teams in the NFL, and that's what happened, I thought, at the end of last season. That Colts game on, you had nothing in the middle of the field. All your inside backers were basically chewed up, except for a Landon Roberts, who was very good for them last year. And DeMonte Casey's out. You're playing dudes like Jordan Thompson. There are reasons why the defense didn't play their best football down the stretch. Like, you can't lose Cam Hayward. You can't lose TJ Watt. You can't lose Minka Fitzpatrick. Obviously, we all know this. And if you lose any one of those guys, or you lose some combination of those guys and you struggle, well, all right, I'll probably have a different opinion of the defense at the end of the year than I do right now. If all things are equal and they're healthy, it should be one of the best in the league. And I actually feel better about the defensive line than I did. Like, they did the right things with Cam Hayward, I think, this offseason. They didn't push him too much. Larry Ogunjobi, I think, is okay when he's healthy. You want to keep him healthy. Keanu Benton should be a stud. And then I really like Montrevious Adams. I do. So your fourth defensive lineman, pretty good. DeMarvin Leal will be on the D-line and on the outside. But you bring up the biggest point for me. Where they've been sore these last few years is inside backer. And I think Kevin Colbert's a hell of a GM, and he's going to be in the Hall of Fame, my personal Hall of Fame one day. He should be in the NFL Hall of Fame. He should be in Canton. After the Shazier injury, they never figured that out.
Yeah. It's not like they didn't try either, though.
They did try, and they weren't able to figure it out. Like, they were going to do all kind of goofy stuff. Like, Morgan Burnett, they were like a safety inside backer, a hybrid. Sean Spence, they had to bring back, and boy, did injuries derail his once promising, we thought, career. Devin Bush was the big swing and a miss. You draft a guy in the top 10, and he was okay, I thought, as a rookie. He gets hurt. He's never the same. Your defense is going to suffer for that. John Bostic, who they bring in, who I had to try really hard not to call Pat Bostic. That guy wasn't good. Miles Jack, he had a bunch of tackles, no TFLs, no interceptions, no forced fumbles. He was just a guy for you. Joe Schobert. I mean, my God, the list is on.
A lot. I think even they tried Marcus Allen there, safety out of Penn State.
They did.
Try to figure some things out, and nothing could work.
If it doesn't work with Patrick Queen, then you have to say it's more of a scheme and development thing than a scouting thing. Because we know Patrick Queen is good. If Patrick Queen comes here and is no good, then you have to ask questions about the coaching staff, then, I would say.
Yeah.
But that's not my expectation. I thought he had, in the limited time, a very good preseason.
He's as advertised.
Yeah.
Yep. He's good.
He just, he should change everything. And I have said, and maybe I'm going to talk out of both sides of my mouth here, I think that is a position now in the NFL, much like running back, where you can get good production and not have to spend a lot of money. And that is my preferred route. Like, don't go out and spend a ton of money. Don't go out and spend high draft capital on an inside backer. And you should still be able to find those diamonds in the rough and get good backers. But because they've struck out so much, I'm okay with the strategy of paying a known commodity.
Yeah, like, let's solidify this position. Like, it's time, you know, we tried the patchwork mentality. Like, now it's time to get somebody that's legit, that we know can play, that we don't have to worry about, and have to, like, patch things together. Like, we don't need the whole Mark Robinson, that whole experiment, like, we're not in a place where we need to see if that's going to work. We need a guy there.
I talked about that on Friday when you weren't here, was that's a guy that I think could get cut, Mark Robinson. And just 2 years ago, fan hosts were pounding the table, myself included. Let's see this guy more. And he played against the Browns and he played against the Ravens at the end of that year because both teams were going to run the ball a lot. And he played well in those games. And I think the collective hive mind was saying, let's see what this guy can do to see if he can be a dude going into next year. And now I don't know if he's going to make the roster because you have Tyler Matakevich, who's going to be your special teams guy. You've got Peyton Wilson. And so they've done a little bit of column A, column B. They spent money on Queen. They take a flyer on Peyton Wilson. And I think, I'm not going out on a limb here, I think those guys for the next 4 or 5 years could make up one of the best inside backer tandems in the NFL.
Yeah, why not? Looks good.
There's no reason to think it can't be.
They all do something different, too. But they all obviously are playing middle linebacker and know how to play the position, but you're getting something totally different out of Peyton Wilson than anybody else. I mean, he could do a bunch of different things. Then you have Landon Roberts, who's your downhill guy, and you got Patrick Green, who's kind of the all-around guy. And yeah, they should be.
You play the Browns, you play Derrick Henry, my God, and the Ravens. You're probably going to see a lot of a Landon Roberts. You play the Bengals, probably going to see a lot of Peyton Wilson. Teams that are going to try to spread you out and throw the ball over the place, Peyton Wilson is a sideline-to-sideline guy. I love the idea of that. And tight ends have historically pooped all over the Steelers. When you've got the safety tandem that they do and you've got these backers that should be able to run with guys, I like their ability to take tight ends out of it too. John tweets, they should be a top 10 defense, but number one is setting yourself up for disappointment. I don't know, man. Like, when you pay the defense what they're paying the defense, you need to get what you pay for here. And I think particularly early, when this offensive line is not in its stride, you're going to have to win with defense. Like, the game plan probably for the first 4 or 5 games is going to look like it did last year.
A little bit, yeah.
Right? QB, don't turn it over. Defense should be ahead of the offense early in the season. Create havoc. Force turnovers. Hold the scores down. You're going to need to. Because if you are optimistic about this Steelers offense, I don't think realistically, though, you could be optimistic about it in the early going. I think this Steelers offense, you're hoping, can hit its stride midway through the year. But early on, with this line in flux, it's going to have to be on the defense again. And I think it'll be a disappointment if it's not top five. And it might even be a disappointment if it's not number one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're paying Minka, you're paying Watt, you're paying Highsmith, you're paying Queen, you're maybe going to pay Cam Hayward. Like, that's five dudes. If you're not top five, Tomlin, what the hell are you doing, man? Actually, I wanted to get into Hayward and Freiermuth. I mean, well, we're 2 weeks out.
Yep.
No contract for either of those guys. What's it mean? We'll get into that next. You can give us a call on the fan hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Eggers Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And we remind you that the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty company. Give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. We have a Brandon Ayuk update, Dorn.
Oh, no.
You ever heard of Pickettsburg?
The Twitter account?
Yeah. Pickettsburg says it's getting done today, so You know it must be getting done today. I can't even. I mean, when I go into my For You tab, I'm still getting crushed with Ayuk stuff, and there's not even any news.
There's none.
And what, we got 2 weeks now before the start of the season. It's going to happen in these next 2 weeks, something with Brandon Ayuk. I mean, you don't got to be a genius to say that. Which way is it going to go? I don't know. I'm starting to finally think he's going to remain a Niner. Like, he did travel with the team, although I guess he was forced to travel with the team. They're working it out with Trent Williams. And when you hear Kyle Shanahan and when you hear John Lynch talk about Trent Williams, they sound very optimistic about all that. You don't get the same effervescence as it relates to Brandon Ayuk. I don't know if that's posturing or what, but it just feels like the longer it goes, the more likely he is to staying there. However, Ricky Pearsall, who had been hurt, returns back to practice today.
Mm-hmm.
They're expecting him healthy. I think that could have held stuff up. I don't know. And then you got the Steelers contract situations. Nothing done with Cam Hayward yet. Nothing done with Pat Freiermuth. And that is curious to me. It doesn't mean something's not going to happen. I guess this would be the time where it would get done because they haven't caused a commotion. There's no holdouts. There's no hold-ins. But I kind of thought that at least one of these things would have gotten done, and I can't help but wonder if it's related to IU.
It has
I don't know.
To be, right? It has to be related to that situation, because then you could see where the money's going to be at to see what you want to give out to the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they're not immediate. It's like IU would be an immediate need, and you have to figure that out. Like, if it does go down, you don't want to put yourself in a bad situation where you can't figure out other contracts of guys that are already there.
See, that makes sense to me from a Cam Hayward standpoint. Like, I feel like you know you're going to pay Freiermuth, and you know what you're going to have to pay Freiermuth. So get that one done. With Hayward, I could see them waiting to see what Brandon Ayuk is going to cost, or waiting to see if they get him before putting pen to paper, because I think it could be such a wonky deal.
Mm-hmm.
But Freiermuth, I would just figure you'd get it done. It is strange to me. When Najee Harris talked for the first time, he said the way the Steelers framed it to him, why he didn't get the fifth-year option picked up, is because they wanted to see what he would look like in this new offense. But yet it seems like this fait accompli that you're going to get Pat Freiermuth done. Wouldn't you want to see what Freiermuth does in the new offense too?
But wouldn't you anticipate with how Arthur Smith does roll out the offense that Pat Freiermuth is going to price himself even higher? Like, you know, like, I mean, he is tight end friendly, but you could think that with Najee Harris, I guess, but Najee Harris is going to be splitting the reps. So, I mean, Pat Freiermuth is going to be a huge focal point of the offense.
Yeah.
I would want to get it done now at a price that I have in mind before he goes out there and has a Pro Bowl year.
Which I think is in there.
Yeah.
For Freiermuth. I mean, we saw Freiermuth early in his career. Last season, you kind of throw out. He's hurt, bad coordinator, bad quarterback play. Where do tight ends live? In the middle of the field. The quarterbacks didn't want to go there. The coordinator didn't want to go there. I throw it out. And he's hurt. When he played with Ben, he was top five in the league, at least statistically.
Mm-hmm.
He should have a money year, and he should be the Steelers' number two option in that passing game. So I'm with you. I would rather pay him now than after what could be a monster season for him. Like, if he goes out there and gets 900 yards and 8 touchdowns, like, you're probably going to have to flirt with the franchise tag. Yep. You don't want to go down that path. Ready for some NFL breaking news, Doran?
Mm-hmm.
We need like a breaking news sounder. Boom! Breaking news.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where'd you find that in the audio server?
There wasn't. That was my voice.
Oh,
can you
that was
it?
You. Wow, I can't believe it. Play it again.
Dun, 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 dun.
Breaking news. This according to Jordan Schultz, NFL insider, who refuses to come on our radio show, even though back whenever he was a relative unknown, he used to come on all the time. Sorry to blow you up like that, Jordan. Sources, the Browns will leave all-pro running back Nick Chubb on the reserve pup list to begin the season, which means he will miss at least the first four games. Chubb, coming off that devastating Week 2 injury, remains ahead of schedule and set up to return in 2024. How can he be ahead of schedule if he's not going to play?
Yep.
Browns play the Cowboys to open up the season. Then they're at the Jags, the Giants, and the Raiders. So those are your first four games. Then it'll be Commanders and Eagles. You can navigate that without Chubb.
Yeah.
You can go 2-2 there.
Yeah, just be extra cautious.
Yeah. Yeah. I know it's on the road, and the Cowboys had their struggles on the road and were really good at home last year, apart from that playoff game. But I think I'd take the Cowboys in that game without Chubb. I'm telling you, they're finishing in last, the Browns. That's my last place team. I'm not a Deshaun Watson believer. They're so based on the run.
You think it's because he's not going to do good? Is that the reason why that they're going to finish in last? Or the other teams are better?
I think both, yeah.
Okay.
I like the Steelers' roster. They got some holes, and we've talked about them ad nauseum. But Cincinnati's got the easiest schedule of the four. I like them to win the division. I think the Ravens are right there with Cincinnati. Might even be a better team, just play a tougher schedule. So those are my top two teams. The Steelers are going to win 9 games because they always do. The Browns were a below 500 team 2 years ago. Deshaun Watson has never found that top five quarterback form since he's come back. And now you're going to be without your star running back for 4 games? I know they believe in their offensive line there, and they should. But he is one of the few absolute difference makers at that position, I think, in the NFL. A guy that I would pay. I don't pay a lot of running backs. That's one that I would pay. Mm-hmm. I think he's the best pure runner in the NFL. And to miss him for four games, when I think you're teetering on last place anyhow, this will push it over the line for me.
Okay. All right.
But you believe in the Brownies.
I think he had a bad year last year. I think it's going to be better. I mean, they keep surrounding him with weapons. You know, even though that Chubb's going to be out, I think that they have faith in Deshaun Watson to hold up for those four games that play efficient, I think, in their mind, until Chubb does come back. I think he might.
I look at Jacksonville as a game on the road that without Chubb, I think I'll take the Jags. It's early times yet, but you should be able to beat the Giants at the dog pound and the Raiders, even in Las Vegas, without Chubb.
Yep.
It's those first two games that I think it gets squirrely. And then are you up to speed right away? I mean, he's going to be on IR for 4 weeks at minimum. I mean, is he going to play that next week against the Commanders? Maybe. You got to get him some contact, don't you?
Yeah.
And then you got the Eagles on the road, which you're probably going to lose.
I mean, he's been practicing.
Either way.
Right?
Yeah.
So, he'll be fine.
So it'll be four games, and then he should be back for that fifth game.
Yep.
Yeah, I think injuries are ultimately going to be what winds up tearing this division.
Did last year, too. I mean, it does every year for everybody, but I think that, you know, with Joe Burrow being back, Deshaun Watson possibly being healthy, I think like last week they said his arm was sore or something like that. I don't know.
That's the other thing.
Right.
Like, you ain't even started the year. He throws a couple of passes at practice, and then Stefanski felt the need to pull him out because, and they characterized it as arm soreness. And I like the Jameis Winston signing by them. I really do. But he's going to turn the ball over. And then if there's no running game, if you do have to turn to Jameis Winston, I think it all goes to hell for the Browns. So Steelers haven't finished in last since 1989. They've ever finished in last in the AFC North. And I thought the Browns could be that team. And now without Chubb for 4 weeks, that's my last place team. But hopefully it's not just hope. Hopefully that is what happens. All right, coming up next, moving things around today, Neil Walker going to join us. Let's get his thoughts on Henry Davis coming up now. Joey Bart, if you missed it, on IL, Henry Davis getting the call back up to the big leagues. What was he doing in AAA that he was not doing in Pittsburgh? We talked to Neil about that next. And then it's our sponsored football segment at the end of the hour. People still on the text line arguing about Barry Bonds, Doran.
Really?
Yeah, someone goes, Barry Bonds, the best ever? Wow. You know, baseball existed before ESPN. I mean, he hit more homers than anybody in the history of the sport. It's not exactly a hot take. Like, what are we doing here? And someone goes, he's not even the best pirate, FFS. Yeah, that's because he didn't play his entire career as a pirate. Like, you can argue for other guys besides Bonds. You could even make an argument for Shohei Ohtani if you want to. That's fine. But it's not exactly a hot take when we're on here saying that Bonds is the best player in the history of the sport. Relax. Another texter says, Crowley, Jerome Ford ran for 800-plus yards in Chubb's absence and had Hunt steal some carries. Ford's kind of a dark horse. Yeah, good player.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't Chubb. Nick Chubb, to me, is a game breaker. And Jerome Ford is a guy running behind a good offensive line.
Correct.
Anyhow, Neil Walker joins us right now. We move him from 9 o'clock until 8:35 today. He's got some stuff going on, and Neil brought to us by Bet365. Good morning to you, Neil.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we are excellent. Thank you for being flexible today. I guess we'll start you with that one. Is Bonds the greatest of all time? No pressure.
You know, the numbers certainly speak for themselves, and unfortunately there's so many other variables when you're talking about Barry Bonds in particular and that particular era too. But I don't know if I'd say he's the best of all time, but he's certainly way up there on that list.
Neil, speaking of pressure, does Henry Davis have a lot of pressure this time around being called back up to the Major League Ball Club of performing? I feel like he overanalyzes stuff. And, you know, he presses every single time that you see him out there, whether it's behind the plate or at the plate. How much pressure does he have to perform to show his worth and to show that he belongs up here?
You know, that is an interesting point, Doran. I mean, when you watch Henry Davis, you never have questions about his effort, which you shouldn't have at the Major League level. But there are certain instances with players and guys that I played with that, you know, you care almost too much. And that might sound a little crazy, and people are going to go, well, yeah, you're in the Major League. Of course you want to care too much, right? But sometimes the mental capacity on a day-to-day basis with baseball, sometimes you have to find ways to not be so all-consumed with what you're trying to accomplish on a baseball field. And, you know, I like to call it kind of the Manny Ramirez type of mantra. I mean, if you watch Manny Ramirez's mannerisms and the way he went about things, it almost looked like he didn't care. And that certainly wasn't the case, but he had this swagger about him and this confidence about him that, you know, when he stepped in the box, he knew he was going to compete. He was looking for certain pitches, and he was willing to wait you out, to get what he wanted to carry out his approach. And as a young player in this game, I mean, that's the hardest thing for a young position player is settling in with an offensive approach, because the things you do in the minor leagues and the pitchers you see, at least from a consistent basis, aren't what you see at the major league level. Guys make way more mistakes at the minor league level, so you can have a little looser of an approach on a day-to-day basis in the minor league level and get away with it. You can't do that over the course of call it 350, 450, 500 at-bats in the big league level. And in today's day and age where there is so much swing and miss, you see seasons like Jack Swinski, you see seasons like Henry Davis. But my hope is that when he gets called back up here, whether he's catching a lot or if we're going to mix him into the DH spot or whatever that may be, I hope we see a more relaxed version of Henry Davis, because he's talented. You don't get drafted 1-1 because you're, the best guy that the organization wants to get. You're uber talented to get picked in the first round. So let's hope that this kind of reset down at the minor league level for him kind of got things going for him, especially from the mental standpoint, because you see him really, taking a 100% hack on every swing in there. Sometimes when you're down 0-2, when you're down 1-2, 2-2 in the count, sometimes you got to slow down and get jammed and take that single or soft hit ball up the middle in a spot where there's a lot of hits, as opposed to being completely poolside. So I'm going to be keeping an eye on that with him to see if he's trying to get a little bit more into the middle of the field and not necessarily having his foot full throttle on the gas pedal as it refers to the swing.
Neil, we saw a very O'Neill Cruz sequence yesterday where he gets picked off and then they review it, and so he's not picked off, and then he winds up getting picked off, but yet he hits the ball so hard. How would you grade his season to this point? There's your second question, no pressure answering.
Well, for me, that sequence was kind of a microcosm of O'Neill Cruz's young career. And we do forget that this is essentially his, second year, one or 1.5 years. If you look at the volume of at bats and the fact that he pretty much missed the entire season last year, I don't know. It's hard to grade him because I think offensively, we've seen stretches where he's been, really difficult to get out. And when the barrel's getting to the ball, it's getting hit extremely hard, and it's getting hit for extra bases in a lot of instances. And we've seen stretches where it looks like he's got a hole in his bat. And for me, the preparation and not carrying over bad offensive stretches into your defense, and making sure, especially as a middle of the field guy, a second baseman, a shortstop, a center fielder, you have to make sure that is your number one priority. And of course, we need O'Neill Cruz to hit in the middle of the order to take this organization to the next level and get to where we're going. But we also need O'Neill Cruz as a shortstop to make sure that the mental lapses are completely gone. They have to be gone. The physical things, he's going to airmail some balls. He's going to throw some balls in the dirt. He's going to miss some balls at short, this and that. But, I think when I watch him and I think of guys like Jordy Mercer, who I was lucky to play with for a long period of time, Jordy made every single quote-unquote easy play, and he made the majority of the hard plays. And, we see O'Neill Cruz make a lot of the hard plays, but we're seeing him not necessarily consistently make the easier plays. And that just can't happen at the major league level for a middle-of-the-field guy. And so, I hope going into this offseason and going into next year that we hear him say things like, well, I'm going to put an emphasis on making sure that my defensive game is where it needs to be because that's so important for this team. So we'll see how things progress. But I'm hoping we see a stretch like he had early in the career, earlier this year, both offensively and defensively, where he was really, really good, probably a top eight shortstop, both offensively and defensively combined. But the bad thing is when things aren't going well for O'Neal Cruz, he's probably at the bottom 10 of shortstops in the league just because he plays such an important position.
Neil, really good stuff, man. We are short on time with the schedule change. We do appreciate you being flexible with us today. We will talk to you next week. All right, buddy? Thanks again.
All right, you guys. Yeah, you guys have a great week.
You're the man. Thanks, Neil Walker, one of the best. Yeah, that sequence the other day, are you kidding me? You get picked off twice? Mm-hmm. Oh, God. And then he hits the hell out of the baseball. Mm. He's having a nice year offensively. Probably better than a nice year, given the state of offense around the league. But the head stuff drives you up a wall. Speaking of things that drive you up a wall, I have a new topic for 9 o'clock. I never told people what the old topic was going to be. I have a new topic.
Okay.
ESPN came out with their top 100 players in the NFL. There are three Steelers on the list. Who got effed? Who could be on the list next year? We'll get into that coming up at 9 o'clock. But next, buddy, we got the great sponsored football segment filled with knowledge and fun. Ah, yes, football music. We'll tell you why in a second. First, the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. In 10 minutes, ESPN comes out with their top 100 NFL players list. Three Steelers on the list. We'll tell you where they are. Who got screwed? Who got left off? Who's going to be in it next year that's not on the list right now? We'll get into it. But right now, let's go. It's the great sponsored football segment filled with knowledge and fun, brought to you by Champ Tires, all brands, every size. We used to do the unsponsored football segment, and I used to do that on my old show, and it never got sponsored in like 2 years. So the salespeople weren't doing their jobs. We love our salespeople here, and we love Champ Tires, all brands, every size. Doran, I do want to start off with non-NFL. So you got Florida State. They sue to get out of the ACC. They get left out of the playoff last year. They blame the ACC for that. They get beat like 62-0 against Georgia in one of them big New Year's Six Bowls. Then they fly across the pond, and they lose to a team that had a win total coming into the year of 4.5, Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
And Doran, they are the first team in the history of the ACC to ever have 17th place. All in their lonesome.
Mm-hmm.
So a big hand to Florida State.
Yeah, good job, Florida State.
What a game, man.
Good job, Florida State. And obviously, I took Florida State giving 10.5, and you took Georgia Tech getting the points. That was very smart of you. But Florida State not off to a good start. And then they play Monday, I believe.
Boston College.
Boston College. So that's a tough little back-to-back. Even, you know, I don't know what Boston College is going to be. I mean, they have Bill O'Brien, but still to play not a traditional game the first week and then not a traditional game the next week, which is on a Monday, Florida State, it's going
to
be tough.
This country has come together to absolutely drag Florida State.
Yes.
And I love every second of it. Just like when Oklahoma was losing games in their penultimate season in the Big 12, they went like 5-7, and everyone just gave them the business. Big 12 chance. You heard some ACC chants in Ireland. I love it because college football, in a way, is crumbling because all these institutions don't give a rat's ass about tradition or geography. And Florida State, you ain't winning the ACC. You ain't making the playoff. Chew on that. Now to the NFL. Jared Stidham lost the job to Bo Nix, who was named the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos. And Jared Stidham said, quote, I know I'm a starting quarterback in this league. I have zero doubts about that. I have doubts.
A little bit.
I have a lot of doubts. I don't think Jared Stidham's a quarterback in this league. That's of starting caliber. I'll tell you who could be available. Bailey Zappe. That's a different team. That's the other team I wanted to talk about. Anyhow, Bailey Zappe could become available, Doran, because Jared Mayo, the new head coach of the New England Patriots, said Drake May, he wouldn't name a starter, said Drake May is the second best quarterback on our roster right now behind Jacoby Brissett.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you don't think that telegraphs things, I don't know what you're smoking, but I'm going to guess that Jacoby Brissett going to get the first crack at that Patriots starting quarterback job. Good move, bad move?
Bad move. I think you just go with a young guy. You're kind of rebuilding, and you want to set your, if you're Gerard Mayo, you want to set your coaching career and connect it with a quarterback, and might as well just run with it. I mean, he's going to have every opportunity to make the team as best as it can because Kraft loves him, obviously. Gerard Mayo, why not go with Drake May? Drake May is, I think he's going to be a really good NFL quarterback. I really do.
And Bailey Zappe could be cut loose and be could be made available.
Yes.
I'll roll with Kyle Allen. Finally, Martavis Bryant catches a touchdown. And you know who threw him the football? Penn State quarterback, formerly Trace McSorley.
Nice.
I hope Martavis makes the team. He's always been a slant guy, take it to the house, or over-the-top dude. This, over the middle of the field, takes a licking from a couple of defenders, holds on to the football. If he can do that, he can make that roster. And if he doesn't make that roster, I make a call if I'm the Steelers.
No doubt. No doubt. He's, I mean, he looks like he's in great shape. I mean, he looks bigger than he ever, I mean, but in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely taking a flyer if he does get released by the Commanders.
It's not like your roster is so good that you couldn't take a flyer on a guy.
Right.
And Steelers is not, so you should probably take a flyer. He's only 32. I mean, if he were 35, 36, 37, okay, probably not. But at 32 years old, yeah, I'm taking a flyer if he gets cut loose. But I don't know if he's going to get cut loose. All right, Doran, that was our first ever rendition of the sponsored football segment brought to you by Champ Tires, all brands in every size. What do we think? Award-winning?
Fantastic.
God, that's just good football talk.
It's awesome.
Even though I forgot which team Bailey Zappe played for.
Yep.
You missed a great flub by me, by the way. Because you had all that stuff you had going on last week. You had to leave early on Wednesday from Studio B. Mike Tannenbaum came on, not our show, but on the airwaves of ESPN, and said that the Steelers should trade Russ Wilson to the Vikings because Russ is better than Sam Darnold, and then the Steelers should sign Ryan Tannehill. I thought Tannehill played for the Vikings. And so I go on this long rant about how Tannenbaum's this giant douche, idiot, moron. And then I got inundated with text messages saying, no, Crowley, you are the moron. Ryan Tannehill.
He's not played for anybody.
He's
right?
Yeah, he's a free agent. Now, Tannenbaum's still dumb, but that doesn't mean that I wasn't dumb. And I was. Was ESPN dumb? They ranked the top 100 NFL football players. Three Steelers on the list. Should there have been more? Who isn't on the list but could crack that list next year? We'll get into all of it when we come back. But first, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 89.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.